people said that the mass extinction event started with a single-use festival tent, left in a field by an entitled kid, abandoned in the mud at the end of the gig. As the final song of the set of the last headline band still echoed on the wind, carried across the farmland, over the hills, the valleys and dales, to the food banks of England, Scotland and Wales.
We need to try harder. We need to do better.
The wind carried the song to the cities and towns, to the ghost bars and clubs that the pandemic closed down, where it was sung by drunks and legends who didn't know the words, before crossing the ocean where the song would be heard. In Manhattan high-rises and on beaches in Tel Aviv, it was played on a piano in a bombed-out apartment near Kyiv. The white grand piano in the rubble and ruin, and the calm as it was played, was a scene so theatrical people said it had to be staged. In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, they listened to the final song of the set of the last headline band. From Count In to Fade, from E minor to B, people danced, people prayed, others took a knee. They called it a rock and roll mayday, a pop SOS. It was on every radio broadcast, every public address. We need to try harder. We need to do better. We need to believe that we're in this together.
Try harder. We need to do better.
Whatever earworm does it for you. Mozart's Requiem or Black Lace's Agadoo. Imagine that playing now, all over the world, or points on the compass, in Utah and Colorado, in shelters and bunkers, where preppers who've been prepping for the end for so long now had nothing to look forward to, and so they joined in with a song. And when the song had been heard by the whole human race, like a billionaire nerd, it was sent into space.